I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A weird day in our house for a woman in Massachusetts. Manchester by the Sea is where this happened. She woke up to find a pirate in her house.
Arr.
Here's what happened next from WHDH-TV.
A woman taking a nap in the sleepy, quiet town of Manchester by the Sea woke up to a strange man standing above her.
The female caller stated he was dressed as a pirate.
It happened Sunday night at this waterfront home. A 60-year-old woman had dozed off watching some television. Police say when she woke up, 79-year-old Herb Gleason of Gloucester was standing there dressed like a pirate, holding a small dog, asking where his tongs were in a British accent.
The slider, I guess, was open and it startled her and she screamed. The gentleman was standing in the middle of our living room.
She became very upset, very nervous, frantic. She started screaming for help, telling the gentleman to leave.
The man took off, but police tracked him down in Gloucester, still dressed like a pirate.
He was carrying a dog, and he was also had a, what I was told, a black belt with a gold buckle.
I think she was more like startled than anything else.
Well, I've only been up here for 17 or 18 years, and I've never heard of anything happening like that.
Police say the man didn't appear to be under the influence when officers placed him under arrest. This is the kind of neighborhood where people leave their doors unlocked, but may start to rethink that.
In Manchester by the Sea, it's not frequent, but I would, remind all residents to lock their doors, secure their valuables at night, because things like that can happen even in a small town like us.
Now, that man has been charged with breaking and entering, among other charges. He's due back in court in August.
Maybe a psych evaluation is necessary here.
I don't think you need to. Just like a pirate with
a
dog.
For sure?
Yeah,
you know,
for
we
sure.
already got him.
We've evaluated.
Yeah. He's asking for tongs?
Tongs.
Tongs.
I know.
You seen me tongs, lady? She's like, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my heart.
Get out. Pirate.
I just be looking for me tongs.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to wear a goddamn thong for you, you pervert.
I don't have any thongs. All I have is these.
Ooh, I like those two.
Oh.
He was holding a little dog.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A little sidekick.
And poor dog's like, my dad's a crazy B&E pirate.
Yeah. I mean, at the same time, you shouldn't be too afraid. You don't see a lot of guys like who are going to be up to no good with like a tiny little dog.
No, you don't.
No.
Almost 80 years old.
I guess Buffalo Bill had a tiny dog, though.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Precious.
Yeah.
Get up here, old lady. Don't you hurt my dog.
Yep. You're right.
Strange day for that lady waking up from her nap.
Yeah. And I was watching Jeopardy and woke up to a pirate asking me for tongs.
Tongs. That's the weirdest request.
Wild.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Two moms fought at a pool. What happened there? Here's the story from WXYZ-TV.
It's mayhem
Mom!
And madness between two moms at a city pool shot by a bystander.
Mom fight!
One mother rushes out of the pool and confronts the other woman near the edge. Their arms start flaring as children start to shout. Jason and Shannon say their three boys were in the pool near the fight. So Jason, you see in the blue shirt, broke it up.
You expect adults to act like adults.
The woman who was attacked says a fight was over her telling another child not to punch her son. However, Shannon says that woman provoked a fight.
You start hearing a woman swearing at a child.
and causing
was
a
her
child
boob out? Was her boob out?
Her boob
out?
I don't
think so. No?
Then you heard the mother of the child, which was in the pool,
say, "Don't address
my child like that. If you have a problem with my child, please talk to me about it."
We gotta go back.
Shannon says it escalated from there.
The lady got mad nonetheless. So Mama Bear comes out when you go after their children.
No. Okay. It's our kids. You know, it's think, then react. You know? And they could have been, this could have been handled differently.
Now, the woman who was attacked says her son is traumatized by this ordeal. No arrests were made. However, the mother who started the fight was issued a citation for assault and battery. And no word yet on if those parents will be allowed back here at the pool.
Let's hope not.
Yeah. You got to ban them.
Man. No way. Oh, so yeah. She had a very weird bathing suit that was completely black until right under her boobs.
Right.
And then from her boobs up, it went flesh colored.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't buy that.
Yeah, it's weird. That's a weird
one. Because Dave thought your boobs were out.
Well, I did.
You're teasing Dave, ladies, with
if
that bathing suit.
You're a mom, don't buy that.
Well, at the end, they said the kid was traumatized. It was probably because of those boobs.
Well.
Right. Well, that big girl got out of the pool. She was not taking any
prisoners. I can't believe how she heaved out. She heaved out of the water like a
Well,
like
you knew she was. You knew she was attacking. Like that girl stood there. Like, what are you gonna do, bitch? And I was like, don't stand there. No. Oh, here she comes, just got leveled.
Boom!
Something about a big mom punch too.
Big mom punch.
Oh, big moms can punch.
It's got no real form to it. It's just sort of like a,
it's Wiley.
It's just a swing.
But she had a stomp, too. Stomp.
Oh,
stomp, sure.
That's, I mean, the other girl had that, like, stomp and a punch.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, bitch?
Stance.
Yeah. And a big chick's going to flatten you.
You're right, though, but just swinging a dead arm.
Oh, that's punch, what it looked like.
If that thing connects, it's like hitting somebody with a bat.
It's lights out. Just got hit with a meat club.
Like she has one of those, you know, Incredible Hulk fists you put on.
Right.
It doesn't take much.
Big mom punch. Look out for the big mom punch.
I'll tell you right now, if a bigger mom starts flying out of a pool, climbing up that little silver ladder at 1,000 miles an hour, you know you're about to be in a fight.
Yeah, you're right. You should.
You should feel like that seal that's on the ice when the killer whale jumps on the ice. Like you're in for it.
Run.
Trevor.
Time to run.
Yeah.
A woman in St. Clair.
Trying to see the picture of her.
Because she breached and it was magnificent.
It was. I mean, that's as fast as she's moved in a long time. And Lisa's right on the stomps.
Yeah, she stomped.
Oh, she stomped.
Don't run.
You can hear the sound.
Barefoot wet stomp of a big lady.
Yeah, don't run on the concrete.
I love that there's a kid unfazed in the background doing cannonballs.
Oh, this big mom's just wearing like a tank top and shorts. That's her big.
That's the look. That's
God. Yeah. A public pool.
Oh, is there anything worse?
No.
They used to be like sweet. Nothing worse. Like in the 80s and 90s, I think that there was like a good time for public pools where it was like fun in the summer.
A wave pool?
Yeah.
you know when I think they were cool?
1955. Like honestly, yeah, in the 1955.
Well, it's like in Stranger Things, everybody hung out in public pools.
Why did they get so bad? When and why?
Well, because we've gotten so bad.
I think people just
society,
so bad.
Going down.
You can't be trusted with it anymore. We're all animals.
No. Everyone's pooping and it's full of feces.
And shaving their legs and fighting.
Right. Exactly. Legs.
And honestly, I think I know it's weird, but it's like, you know, the dynamics of neighborhoods always are changing. You never know, like, what's happened to a certain area. And, like, maybe in 1955, this place had a great pool and there was, like, you know, tons of, like, cool people around. Then who knows what happens? But the pool's still there.
Yeah, the pool remains.
The pool remains.
I went down to my pool in my apartment yesterday.
You did? Yeah. How'd that go?
It was weird because there were two ladies there, and I come in, I got my sunglasses on, my fun in the sun, just like flippy flappies, and I'm like ready. And I didn't know what to do. Like, I got in. I didn't want to bother them, you know. I get in. I go to the other end of the pool, and then I'm just kind of swimming,
which is a weird thing to do. Like, you're just kind of splashing around. You're like, what am I doing? But then I like was like, hello. Just to make it not weird, you know? Yeah. And they're like, hello.
You have to say at least hi.
Yeah, because otherwise, because I sat there and didn't acknowledge them for a while because I want to freak them out. I'm a big bearded guy at a pool. That's, that's scary enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I did, I like said hi to them, and then they end up being cool.
Oh, that's good.
They're like, hi, Andy from down the way. I'm like, don't be frightened. I'm just hot.
I'm glad you got to use it finally.
Yeah, me too.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The Sheriff's Department in Clay County, Missouri was hunting for a suspect this week. There was a felony warrant for drug possession out for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they found him when he gave away his own hiding spot. When he did this. Of course, it won't work right when I need it to work, right?
There you go.
Yeah. Dave. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
They don't tell you about the delay.
They don't. No. Yeah. He gave away his hiding spot.
3 hours.
By farting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
3 hours of farting.
No. That's what I was playing. He didn't fart for 3 hours.
Those words together just shocked me. I'm sorry.
Just one.
One loud fart. Do you think it was, like, do some people nervous fart?
I know. I for sure.
You nervous fart?
I get nervous gassy for sure.
Yeah, but you can.
James will nervous poop.
Oh, I have the worst nervous poops.
Yeah.
Like, it's like constant, like the worst diarrhea ever.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, he does. That's why he takes all that Imodium.
Yeah, so. I don't. Luckily, I don't have nervous farts.
I feel like when I'm nervous about something, just my whole insides are a mess, and it can just lead to.
Well, I understand how your stomach could be upset, but generally you can hold that in.
And I feel like I'm always holding in gas. I'm holding in gas right now.
Yeah, I know. You always say that
all the time.
It gets worse and worse and worse for me, like, as the years progress. Just some OM to say.
But that's why old guys just fart, right? They just can't handle it anymore.
I'll say this. I'm fine right now in a position I'm in. Like, I'm sitting down. If I was standing up, I'd be fine. But if I tried to hide in here.
Like, if I tried to. Chuck, hide. Get under the table.
Yeah, like, if I got under the table and I was like. My legs were up and crouched.
Yeah, you'd let one loose.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you think that's what happened with this guy?
I think he just
situation.
Was in a...
Maybe he had gas.
IBS or something.
You know, he was in a small, confined area.
And just squeezed it out.
And just squeezed it. I mean, it is harder to stop the more pressure you put on your own.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So he squeezed it right out.
I do a delicate dance every day with laughing.
Oh, sure. I know.
Because your butthole's connected directly to your laughs.
And your cough button.
Yeah.
Our cough buttons are connected. A cough and sneeze.
Yeah. You see the show a few more years, you'll need a fart button.
I will. I'm going to have to wear some kind of weird diaper filter. I'll be in here. You'll just hear the shuffling of the diaper.
Oh, the show's going to be wild in about 10 years.
Yeah.
I did not exactly live healthy.
This is what I'll say.
And he hit his fart button again. Okay, here's another one you may or may not have heard of yet. This isn't exactly going to help shatter that stereotype that short men are, you know, angry a lot.
Incredibly good in bed.
No, that's not the stereotype. Sorry, Chuck. There is a video that went viral this week from a bagel shop on Long Island, New York. Apparently, a woman smiled at a guy in the store, which set this little guy off on a rant.
And he has a history, right, this guy?
He does have a history. He went on a rant about how women on dating sites refuse to go out with him because he's short.
Yes.
So we put the uncensored video up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you haven't seen it yet, you can go check it out there. If you've already seen it, well, you've seen it. But Inside Edition caught up with him to talk to him about what happened. And they
found him.
They found him, and they kind of recap the video off the top here. So here's their story.
The bagel store.
Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip.
A customer just loses it because he says women reject him.
Oh, he's got a little man disease.
Why is it okay for women to say, "Oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead." That's okay.
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making?
Now,
you're never getting a date.
Tells him to he just really down. Wants to have sex.
Dude, want to step outside? You want to step outside?
Dude, you'd be dead.
No, just watch.
Then somebody else tells him to cool it.
Go ahead and attack me, big.
Oh, my God. Oh. Back on his feet, he aims his anger at the female staff working the counter.
All you women treat shit like all you. All you. Yeah, all you. You don't know. No, you women need to stop being so.
It sucks being that tiny. Oh, look at the girl.
The video took place here at Bagel Boss in Bayshore, Long Island.
He was degrading us as women. That's not right.
The video exploded on social media with 21 million views on Twitter alone.
Shut your mouth.
So who's the guy who sure seems to have issues about his height? We've learned his name is Chris Morgan, and here he is. He spoke to Inside Edition producer Allison Hall.
Do you think that a bagel shop is really the place to take out all of this anger with all of these strangers, public, innocent people around?
Oh, this guy.
What do you mean take it out? And you're acting like I committed mass shooting or something. That guy, twice my size, that women love, the bullies, attack me.
He was quickly
dude, you
done
chest
talking.
Bumped his balls.
You know what? Yeah. I don't really, no offense, I don't really like that.
He just bumped him right in his balls,
of course.
It turns
out he's posted videos of other nasty confrontations about his height on his YouTube channel. Here he is at a convenience store.
I come in here to get a coffee.
He's got a Jawa
and this
outfit.
This jackass right here asks me, what is my height?
In a bar.
He's wearing a Jawa hood.
Right
in his neighborhood.
Are you threatening to punch a guy that's half your size?
Now comes the most epic fights. Battle yeah, of all. In the bagel store.
One step outside.
He got pounded.
One step outside.
Whoa. Some guy was like, I wouldn't mind kicking a little guy's ass. Hold on a second, baby.
Did you see him chest bump that guy? But he's like, because he's so small, he got him right in his nuts.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
He ball bumped him.
And then that guy just took him down as if he was a toddler.
He's like, let me hold you down like a child.
So this guy just goes around looking for fights on purpose, right? I mean, that's his.
He's angry. He's super angry.
Does he videotape all of his encounters?
No, see, that one wasn't taped by him. That was taped by just some random person.
I know
there.
That. But the other ones.
I guess the other ones he does. He's got a YouTube channel, so he must do the taping,
right?
Okay,
so this is his.
That's his thing.
This is his deal. And he loved Inside Edition coming and talking to him.
But he did tell her he didn't like her.
That reporter stormed off.
That's his thing. Okay.
So he's Chris Morgan. He's 45 years old. He's 5 foot even. And he owns a cleaning business.
He looks shorter than 5 feet.
But he says now, because of this attention this week, that the women are flocking to him.
Yeah, right.
He said, my phone's blowing up like the president.
I'm good.
I've got girls hitting on me that I don't even know. It's made me famous. I love it.
They got like a fetish for little dudes?
They must. Angry little dudes. Angry. They probably want to step on him and stuff.
Because he is mad. He is piping
he's
mad.
He's been waiting to go viral for so long.
That's all
this
he's been trying
like
to
the
do.
Downfall. YouTube is actually the downfall. Yeah. People trying to become famous.
He reminds me of a mini pin that my grandma's friend used to have.
Yeah, like
it was just pissed. But I thought it was a thought it was a Doberman.
It's not.
But it was a mini pin.
Yeah, exactly. They bark like they could do something.
He thinks he's a full Doberman, but he is just a mini pin.
Well, it's Jameson.
He was pissed.
Yeah, Jameson is this guy.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Jameson could make these videos. Send him in a dog food store.
Yeah,
exactly.
Dog.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be with me. You think because I'm not a wolf? I can't get food here. I can't get a date here.
In his little bow tie.
Yeah.
I think the bow tie's ridiculous on me. I'll choke you out with it. I'll choke you right out with it.
He always wants to fight other dogs. All the big dog. Your dog is this guy.
My dog is this guy.
If you could get Jameson to do this, this is the biggest channel.
Oh my god, it'll go viral so fast.
So fast.
Inviting ready to bite another guy.
Make so much cash.
You should just have Jameson barking, but then put his audio on it.
Oh my god, yes.
Some things.
Put his audio on it.
Absolutely. Jameson step into an elephant.
Just bumping an elephant.
I do feel like those, like a mini pin, the reason that they're so messed up is they probably see some TV shows where
Dobermans
are there, and they're like, that's me right there. Look at all those people running from me.
Yeah. I'm a guard dog.
I don't remember doing that, but I must have.
Yeah. So imagine this is Jameson, I guess, then.
With the biting lip.
A customer just loses it.
Jameson.
Rejects him over his size.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here?
This guy needs a
Women
feature.
In general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making up?
Now.
Like, have you ever seen a guy who needs to get laid more in your entire life?
No, dude. No.
He should just pay for it, dude.
So as this came out this week, a survey asked women, is this true? Do you really avoid dating short guys?
Of course. He's like at the extreme.
He's extreme, but we know on the show, we've asked it before, and the answer is yes. Only 3% of women say they prefer dating guys who are shorter than them. Only 3%. On the flip side, only 3% of men say they prefer dating women who are taller than them. I hope these two camps can meet up and be happy together. 28% of men say they prefer to date women shorter. 53% of women, though, say they prefer to date men taller than they are. The rest want to date someone right around their same height.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
So he's had, I'm sure he's definitely, I think this is a shtick, but he's definitely had trouble in his dating life. Things aren't...
That guy's life has sucked.
It has sucked.
I mean,
he's a 5 foot tall man.
Yeah. Angry. Like, he's not bringing any kind of, like, he's not a great guy.
No.
You know what I mean? It's like...
But he doesn't really fit. Like, he doesn't fit in with the tiny people.
He's not a...
Right? He's not technically a tiny person. He can't be dating, like, tinypeople.com.
His only option was to be a jockey.
Yeah.
That was the only way to go when obviously it didn't work. 5 feet.
He couldn't do that.
And he can't do it. He's too pissed. He's too pissed to get on
that. Can't stay calm.
I'm not getting on a horse!
Can you imagine the horse?
The horse would throw him off.
Imagine knowing this guy. This guy's a nightmare. Guy's a nightmare.
I mean, he's just, it's nobody's fault that he's so tiny.
No, it's not. It's just life, dude.
That's how it goes.
That's just life. I know it sucks. I know you don't get laid a lot, if ever. But don't blame us.
That's a funny thing to say to him.
Right?
It is.
You don't get laid a lot, if ever.
You know, my dad always talked about a guy that he knew. And my dad isn't a tall guy. He was like 5'7" at his maximum height. You know, he's like shrinking every year now. But he would talk about a friend of his that was tiny. And he would go up to any guy who was like taller.
And just jack him.
And jack him. And start fights with him all the time. So like if Dave was at a bar, he'd just walk up and jump up and punch Dave in the face. He would. The guy was like nuts. It was like weird. He was angry for just that reason. Mm-hmm. But he was like I think he boxed. Like he was a Golden Gloves boxer. So he'd hit people on their chin and.
Dude, little dudes, man. They're mean as hell.
I don't get it.
Well, dating's tough for women too. And this next story highlights that. When you give a guy your number, there is literally, I would think, zero chance you're expecting this. A woman named Emily Baumgartner in Indiana, she was working out with a personal trainer for about a month. Mm-hmm. And he said, hey, can I get your number? And would you mind if I took your picture? So she thought, oh my God, this guy is totally into me. And so she let him.
Okay.
Oh my God.
She thought he was flirting with her.
Take a picture. The picture's a little weird, fella.
She thought he wanted to put her picture in his phone.
So he knew who she was.
As a contact, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And that he was going to ask her out. Mm. She was set for this to happen. Well, no. It turns out that he thought she looked exactly like Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, my God.
So he texted her a picture where he photoshopped her face onto a picture of Buzz.
She tells me, Buzz.
You know what? I think he mixed it up. I think she's more like Woody.
That's what someone else said.
Oh, no.
Because that's gone viral, too. People have been like, no, that's not Buzz Lightyear. That's Woody.
Come on.
She tweeted that picture and the story, and now it's going viral. We did put a link to this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So you can see it there.
She does look like Buzz Lightyear there.
Yeah, see, someone put her face on Woody. You got to look like Woody, too.
Oh, that's terrible, though. That's one of the meanest things you could ever do to someone.
Can you imagine, like, as a lady, you think this personal trainer, who I'd assume is pretty good shape, is going to ask you out, and all he does is like, oh, my God, I had to send you this. I thought you looked like Buzz Lightyear. I had to do this for you.
That's pretty terrible.
What kind of guy, though, thinks that a chick's going to be impressed by this?
A dumb guy.
Yeah.
A dumb, dumb guy.
Right. Well, he you're right. Like an AK type of guy.
Mean, yes. I think he was just being mean.
An AK type.
Was he trying to get repeat business? Because I don't think she's going to go back to that personal trainer.
No. The Buzz Lightyear trainer?
Yeah, you call me Buzz Lightyear.
No. I think AK was just trying to be funny.
He's just mean.
He doesn't realize it.
Could he be... just terrible at flirting? And that's his attempt?
No, they're not terrible at flirting.
Any ladies around in the trusted area?
Yeah, he's like, just takes his shirt off. That's his flirting.
Yeah.
Oh, that poor, poor woman.
At least she had a sense of humor about it.
She did.
Yeah. Oh, she posted it.
She posted it.
She wasn't wild. Embarrassed or kept it secret.
I mean, it is. She very does have a very Toy Story look to her.
She does. She's got a... There she is on Buzz Lightyeared.
Oh.
Poor lady.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. Poor, poor lady. But you can check out her picture that this guy sent to her up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Just a devastating turn of events for her. Just waiting for that guy to text her and ask her out, and then he sends her a pic of her as Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, God. Yeah. Sucks. Half-eaten cupcakes, holes in the wall, and a T-shirt-wearing cat named Spaghetti. That made things really weird for a pair of new homeowners in Oregon. The chaos came courtesy of a man that was hiding in their crawl space after he raided their kitchen and laundry room. Timothy Smith and his fiance left their new place for just a bit. When they came back, things took a weird turn. They saw some stuff on their car, like a bottle of cider and a bunch of knives and a MacBook Pro. And we thought, he said, well, that's weird.
Hmm.
But then they go inside and they see all this other stuff. They found several holes in their walls. They said it looked like someone was hunting for money inside their walls. Then they noticed someone raided their kitchen. The cupcakes were in the fridge. Two of them were missing. The coffee cup someone used was on the counter. And then they heard a rustling noise coming from the crawl space. Mm. So they went in. Inside the crawl space, a cat that wasn't his wearing a shirt. And then they saw someone else down there. That was this guy.
The guy broke in with a cat?
His cat that was wearing a shirt. His cat named Spaghetti.
Oh, my God. God.
He looks just like Joe Dirt.
He does look Joe Dirtish. For sure.
Oh, man. So what do? You catch him in the...
He was wearing a onesie himself, too. Remember that.
Oh, okay.
The burglar himself was wearing a onesie.
He's in a onesie.
And his cat was in a T-shirt.
Jesus. Okay.
Spaghetti.
Because you're in charge of the crawl space at that point, right? Like you're not letting him out.
No,
calling the cops. You're holding it shut.
Yeah, police got to the scene quickly. They were able to talk with this guy. He came out peacefully, but wearing Christmas onesies. He walks out. It was actually his fiance's onesie. So this guy, he stole the onesie from their closet.
Oh no!
It wasn't even his onesie.
It wasn't his onesie.
He went there naked with Spaghetti.
I don't feel sorry for them. They have a onesie.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Police identified the man as Ryan Bishop. He's facing several charges, including burglary and theft. The new homeowners are cleaning up the mess, but they said they will forgive and understand.
He probably was on meth or something.
For sure.
Forgive and understand. Definitely. If I catch a dude in my crawl space ever in my life, I'm keeping him in there, and I'm letting a possum loose in there with him.
Go get him, possum.
Yeah, and I'm going to have some laughs. I'll get Spaghetti out first.
What about Spaghetti?
Yeah. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti belongs to this guy's grandmother, and Spaghetti made it back home safe.
Yeah, imagine Spaghetti was just like...
Spaghetti's like, I'm along for the ride.
Yeah.
I don't even know what this T-shirt says.
No.
I'm Spaghetti.
I've never been outside. I'm a grandma's cat. Yeah. I've never seen the outside
That's
world.
That's the most action that cat has ever seen.
Oh, wild day for Spaghetti.
It was.
Yeah, he was. He's like, I am glad to get back to the old lady.
Get back to sleep.
Yeah. I'm going to go sleep. I'm going to look out the window. It's going to be great.
Woo, good to be home.
I need to change my shirt.
I do. I bet Spaghetti is a big fat cat. I think it's a fat cat.
Grandma's cats are fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a different way to do it. An inmate in Florida sent a postcard to another inmate who was in a different part of the jail. So he sat down, he penned himself a little postcard.
Yeah.
And in the postcard, he said, could you please kill this guy?
Oh, you can't see that.
Can't
ask for that.
No, you get 40-year-old Charles White and 41-year-old Sean Yeomans. They're documented members of gangs. Both men convicted felons with lengthy rap sheets, currently locked up in the Pasco County Jail on separate narcotics charges. They say that last month, White mailed a postcard to his associate, Sean Yeomans, telling him to kill a 21-year-old inmate, Lionel Flores, who's been held in the lockup since May. Now, White is housed separately
from the other guy, but apparently he's right near this dude he sent the postcard
to. So they intercepted, obviously.
Well, right, it's a postcard.
They read it all.
Jailers, of course, intercepted the death request, and he apparently confessed to sending it, saying that he wanted the guy dead.
How do you feel as the guy that you know that the people in the prison want you dead?
That's a scary feeling.
That's scary. That's scary.
Yeah, you'd think they'd get that guy out of there now.
They should.
Yeah.
I mean, someone's
going to kill him.
Yeah. Yeah. Message sent. Yeah. It's a weird way it was sent, but now the whole prison has it.
You think the guards went back and were like, special delivery.
At least put it in a letter and seal the envelope. A postcard is right there. Was his thinking that it's a postcard? They would assume there's nothing bad on it and they'll just send it through?
It's a good chance they're not going to flip this over.
I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't know what they were thinking either.
Yeah, I mean,
hard to decipher.
Yeah, really dumb.
Thoughts of a Pasco County.
It does suck to be the guy with the hit out on him, though.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah, it does. Because you know it's going to happen soon.
They're coming.
There's a fine line between being a great mom and doing something fun for the kids. And then there's this. Jennifer Yeager is a 49-year-old mom from Dixon, Illinois. And earlier this week, she and her two daughters drove to a friend's house to blow up an inflatable pool. But when it was time to take it home, Jennifer's plan to keep it secure on the roof of her car was have her daughters sit inside of it.
Oh, God.
On the roof of her car.
Whoa.
Someone spotted Jennifer driving down the road with two kids sitting in an inflatable pool on top of it and called the cops. They pulled Jennifer over. She was arrested for two counts of child endangerment, two counts of reckless conduct, and one count of failure to secure a passenger. And there's her mugshot, and there's her car with the inflatable pool on it.
How are you a mom?
Can't you just, like, deflate it?
You could have. You could. Fold it up.
Deflate it.
What kind of car is that? She's got that.
I don't know. It's like a crossover, like a small SUV or something.
But, I mean, who
just,
on
just
earth...
Just inflate it at your own place. Yeah.
Who on earth would stick your kids inside of, on the roof of your car?
I don't know. I think parents used to do a lot riskier stuff like this years ago. Before they realized.
Yeah, my dad used to secure all kinds of things down with me. I was bouncing around in the back of a truck like popcorn.
To me, though, the back of a pickup truck, I get.
Not the top.
Yeah. Not the roof of a car.
Yeah, I never did roof it.
No.
Yeah, he never roofed me.
And a lot of parents would do the whole, we got it, the one arm, I've got it on the roof thing. But never with kids in it.
No. Oh my God. We were just talking as Amber's dad passed away, and we were sharing stories about, you know, his life, and they were talking about stuff like that, though, funny enough, where they were all pile into the back of the station wagon and look out the back window, like no seatbelts, nothing, right? They'd all just be sitting back there waving at cars and stuff. And then there was the time when Amber's dad took the corner too fast and Amber fell out of the car and rolled down a big hill.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Almost dying.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Right. Yes. That was just life.
That was life then, right?
It was 80s life.
There was no seat. We weren't told to wear seatbelts or anything like that.
I never had to wear a seatbelt when I was young.
No. You just roamed about in the car, whatever you wanted to do. You did.
Because there was no laws. You didn't have to. No.
Right.
There were no laws. Yeah. There were no laws.
There were no laws against
my dad operated under like some kind of law in Ohio that was like, well, he's five now. I can use him as,
for stuff.
As just labor and just to hold things in my truck. Mm-hmm. So,
get in the back, but don't let it move.
Nowadays, we know, especially not inflatable pools on your roof.
Yeah.
That's not what you use your kids for. We've heard of this before, but some parks in Philadelphia have been installing sound machines that play high-pitched sounds at night to keep younger people away.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a little while now. The theory is that it keeps teenagers out of the parks at night. But some people now are criticizing the city for putting these noise machines in their parks, saying it discriminates against teenagers. The city of Philadelphia has them in 30 parks already. Total cost about $5,000 per machine, I guess. And I actually listen. The funny thing is, this does work because I listen to these sounds, and I think we put a link to these up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yes.
If you want to do this yourself. they actually can target certain ages specifically.
Because your ears are good?
Because based on your hearing.
Well, I've talked about it, that there are sounds that you can't hear because you're over a certain age.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And I went through this morning because I believe I have pretty good hearing. And this got me.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone can hear this.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone heard that?
Okay. Yeah.
You didn't?
No. Yeah, okay, I did. You did. It was okay. Uncomfortable.
Yes. If you're 24 and younger listening right now, you should be able to hear this.
Nothing.
I almost hear it.
Nothing.
If you're 30 or younger, you should hear this.
I can kind of hear it.
I heard a little bit.
I hear it pretty good.
If you're 39 or younger, you should hear this.
I heard it turn on.
It sounds just like the other one to me.
I don't even hear it.
You don't hear it, James?
No.
That is bad because you are not.
I'm not.
You're 39 and younger.
No.
I got a few years before I hit that number.
If you're 49 or younger, you should hear this.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I don't hear that either.
Stop. Oh, okay, we got to get James a hearing test.
That was easy to hear. So you've got concert ear damage is what you've got, dude.
Okay, well, James, this is the last one. 60 or younger, you should be able to hear this.
Okay, I hear that one.
Okay, thank God. So you've got the ears of somewhere between.
Ooh, that one hurt. Ooh.
Between 50 and 60.
You've got 50-year-old ears.
You got 50-year-old ears, James.
Throw it in with the rest of my body. Let's talk about how old my back is. I got the back of a 90-year-old man.
Yeah.
No,
and all this promotions gear and trying to make my way in radio.
I know it.
True.
So I discovered this whole thing. I don't know. It was a few years ago where
I remember you showing me with your phone.
And I was like, listen, like, we're supposed to be able to hear this. We're supposed to be able to hear this. And all my kids could hear everything.
Yeah.
They could hear every sound. Their ears are like perfect. And no, so like, I can't really tell that there's a ringing in my ear, but I think that just constantly there's a certain level of noise that's always going on in my ears at all times.
I must have really good hearing because I heard most of those.
Yeah, so which one did you hear? You heard the 24?
I think I heard the 20.
Did you hear that?
I faintly hear it.
That's 24 and younger.
Yeah.
I heard the 30 and younger, so that says my hearing is pretty good. Like, it was faint, but I heard it. This is 30 and younger.
Yeah, see, I hear that one.
39 and younger.
I hear that one.
Yeah. 49 younger.
Like that, I can hear. Yeah. The other ones, I'm like, maybe there's something.
It's crazy. I've got the ears of a young man, not what I would have chosen.
I went to way too many concerts and was way too close.
I went to a lot of concerts too. That's what I don't understand. I must have godlike ears.
Yeah.
You must.
Well, you're young too.
Yeah.
This job, I mean, I'm 35.
No, wait till you're 45.
My dad can't hear anything.
Right. Not my dad either.
Yeah.
No, not from guns, not from guns.
And I've said this before, because my dad grew up with my dad who's, you know, clinically deaf, I was super conscious of it. So I never blasted my headphones, and I always kind of took precaution with my hearing because I was so worried about that. So I think that's maybe helped me a bit.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I think just how long before I got into radio, because I worked in a factory for a really long time. Like when I was a kid, my dad was like, I'm getting you a job at the factory, boy. Well, it was stamping plants. And we didn't wear ear protection, and there was giant stamping machines going off all the time. It was like loud. Crazy.
I've been to so many concerts. I can't believe that I haven't damaged my ears at all.
Fourth row Metallica for the Black Album tour. I left that concert and I was like, I know I messed myself up.
You did some damage.
Like it took a day and a half for my ears to stop ringing.
Yeah.
And I knew after that, most shows, you're like, when you leave, it's kind of like, wow, that was loud.
Mm.
That show was different. It was like the next morning, I was like, I'm still a mess.
You were close.
I was like, I'm still a mess.
Yeah, I've been to just a couple of concerts like that. Yeah. Even the next day. I think the last one was Guns N' Roses. That really affected me for a while.
Really? I was like on an angle and kind of a little bit far back to be okay. But if you're in a giant venue where they're trying to like fill that place with sound and you're right at the front, that's super loud.
Dude, well, that's what, like, I blasted my ear one time because I was at Rock on the Range and I walked by a speaker. I was right down by the stage.
Yeah.
And I walked right in front of it as a guitar like hit.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, God. Oh, God. What's left?
Yeah.
What's left? What can I hear? Can I see? Can I taste it?
Yeah. Started tasting colors.
Okay. Still got most of my senses. Okay, most of them are there.
I think we've all had a moment like that in radio. We've been too close to a speaker during a sound check or something. Yeah. It just happened on the air the other morning when we fired up this new board.
It
remember
happens
that?
Here more than anywhere. I'll be like, ah!
Yeah. So if you want to do that test for yourself or your friends, you can go check it out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Idiot criminal of the day on the way. How did a guy in a Captain America shirt attack two people Thor style? Mm. Let's get to that.
The idiot criminal of the day.
I'd say this is about the worst way to show that you're a big Avengers fan. There's a 36-year-old guy named John Tuggle in Clinchburg, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So the other night he was wasted and he attacked two people in his house. So what's the Avengers angle here? Well, he was wearing a Captain America t-shirt at the time. And then he hit both of those people with a giant hammer, just like Thor.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
The people he hit were taken to the hospital. He was arrested on two felony counts of aggravated wounding. There's his mugshot right there.
Just struck him, huh?
Just struck him. A little chunkier than Captain America.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'd say that shirt's kind of pulled a bit.
Yeah, you wouldn't want him to hit you with a hammer.
You still wouldn't want him. Absolutely not.
No.
To hit you over the head with a hammer.
No.
Like Thor.
You're just done, dude.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like the cartoons.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.